unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
Do not mess with me today. Do not mess with me today. I'm in no mood. I'm in no mood. I would tell you to welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday afternoon on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. But I gotta admit, I don't give a damn if nobody is with me today. I could care less. I'm pretty pissed off. I really, really am. I'm in no mood to play any games. I'm telling you right now. I understand there's a paywall. I understand there's a SiriusXM. I understand that you want to invite people to come onto the show, to call in, to be active participants with Doggy and Mad Dog Sports Radio. From Eric Spitz down to Steve Torrey, down to Mad Dog Russo, to Adam Shine, and everybody in between. Well, damn it, I'm standing alone today. I'm standing alone today. I am not a happy person. Now, I know an NFL draft took place last night. The first round. And I got it. I really, really understand it. I saw the Jets draft edge rusher David Bailey, which I thought was a good pick, out of Texas Tech. I saw the New York Giants grab Arvell Reese out of Ohio State. I saw it. I saw them draft this offensive tackle out of Miami, who's a stud. I thought both teams had a good draft. Who cares right now? The season don't start till September. I understand we're going to talk about it. Please don't get me wrong. The draft is unavoidable. This is the NFL. I get it. I understand it. I appreciate it. I feel you. And we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into Ty Simpson getting drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. We're going to get into Fernando Mendoza being the number one overall pick. We're going to get into the fact that Ohio State had four dudes drafted in the top 11, and somehow, inexplicably, they ain't walking around as national champions. Instead, that's Indiana. We're going to get into the Pittsburgh Steelers being very, very unenthusiastic and drafting an offensive lineman, still looking for a quarterback, still looking for a running game, still looking for an elite wide receiver. We could get into all of that. We could get into Sonny Styles ended up in the nation's capital. We could get into that, too. We could get into a wide receiver in Carnell Tate being drafted number four overall by Tennessee and whether or not that was the right pick. We could get into Jordan Tyson getting drafted out of Arizona State and wondering whether or not that was the right pick for the New Orleans Saints. We could talk about Kansas City trading up only to draft Mansoor Delane, a cornerback out of LSU, even though they need that. How does that help Patrick Mahomes? There's a whole lot of questions to get into about the NFL draft, and I get it. I understand it. But damn it, this is personal. Usually, 99.9% of the time, I walk into work every single day thinking about you, the listener, thinking about you, the callers, thinking about you, the viewers. Today, it's about me. It's about me and Knicks fans everywhere and a New York Knicks team that's about to blow it, that's about to get their asses bounced out of the first round of the playoffs when we had championship expectations. That's what this is about. I can't even put into words how pissed off I am. And I know the word ticked off or upset and all of this other stuff is apropos. Damn that. I'm pissed. I can't believe what I'm watching. And the honeymoon is over. It's over for James Dolan with his sorry behind as an owner. It's over for Leon Rose, who's had his honeymoon. That's it. That ends now. That ends now. This damn Mikal Bridges, Mr. Four Unprotected or five first round. That's what we're going to call Mikal Bridges, his middle name now. His nickname anyway. Is it four unprotected or is it five first-round picks? Which one do you prefer? Because either way you slice it, it ain't worth what we're getting in return for it. What the hell is going on? The Atlanta Hawks? The Atlanta Hawks have the Knicks reeling? The Atlanta Hawks, led by Jalen Johnson, got C.J. McCollum, a 32-year-old who was more famous for being a good player and a sidekick to Damian Lillard once upon a time in Portland, who was making noise as president of basketball operations. I'm sorry, president of the Players Association. We didn't know the brother was going to come out there looking like the second coming of Steph Curry. But that's what he does now when he's on a damn basketball court and the New York Knicks don't seem to have an answer. Every time the ball is in this brother's hands and a shot is needed, he's the one doing it. And the Knicks don't have an answer for him. OG Anunoby can't stop him. Mikal Bridges can't stop him. Jalen Brunson damn sure can't stop him. I mean, damn. What the hell is going on? I just can't believe what I'm seeing. I really, really can't. Jonathan Kuminga coming over from the Golden State Warriors. How the hell is this dude looking the way that he's a Steve Kerr, one of the top six coaches in the history of basketball in some people's eyes? How does brother get out of the building? How is he an Atlanta Hawk? Playing defense, dropping 21 points, shooting better than 50% from the field, at least 50% from three-point range. Jalen Johnson, with Trae Young being a young stud, no surprise there. Where's the Knicks' answer? Last two offensive possessions for the New York Knicks. Who messes up? Jalen Brunson. Over dribbling, not passing, throws it, shoots an air ball. Last possession offensively, he's on the right side. He drives to the baseline, gets trapped, throws the ball. Josh Hart can't get it. Atlanta saves the day after they surrendered a game-winning shot just a few seconds earlier to CJ McCollum. And prior to that, he pulls up and pulls up on Josh Hart. Remember the same Josh Hart that said, oh, Stephen A. is a part-time Knicks fan? Same Josh Hart that talked about, I needed to be quiet because of what I was saying about Mikal Bridges. Have y'all seen the numbers on Mikal Bridges? Did you see him last night? Did you see the $150 million man that the New York Knicks traded five first-round picks for? Five. Lakers didn't trade five first-round picks for Luka Doncic. Phoenix, or Houston rather, didn't trade five first-round picks for Kevin Durant. But somehow we giving up that amount for Mikal Bridges. For Mikal Bridges. And if you think for 1 second that I'm going to be shy about holding Jalen Brunson accountable, who I love and I'm very thankful is in a New York Knicks uniform, you got another thing coming. I'm pissed off at him too. Let me tell you something about leadership. I'm going to tell y'all something about leadership. You can act like I don't know, but I know. Leadership ain't just about what you do. Leadership is about what you influence. So I want to paint this picture for y'all to make you understand the source and the core of my ire, of my disgust, of my anger, of my fury right now. New York Knicks knew that the Boston Celtics were the reigning defending NBA champions a couple years ago. And they knew that they had to go out there and get somebody to help assist them in guarding against the likes of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, et cetera, et cetera. And so they go out and they get Mikal Bridges, which I had no problem with. I was very excited about the move. What I didn't realize in a moment is that the New York Knicks would surrender not one, not two, not three, but four unprotected first-round picks. Because you see, there's this unwritten rule that goes on. For those of you who don't know or don't cover the NBA the way that I have, spanning 30-plus years, there's an unwritten rule. The Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks do not do business with each other normally. They have no interest whatsoever in helping the other. For obvious business purposes. Both of them reside in the boroughs in New York City. And so if there is a deal that's going to take place, you know that they're going to require the farm. And with the New York Knicks being the brand that it is, the multi-billion dollar brand, a franchise that's easily worth over $9 billion in today's NBA economy and stuff like that, with the Lakers being worth about $10 billion, maybe the Knicks are worth about that much itself. Here's the reality. The New York Knicks, with Jalen Brunson, had gone to the playoffs a couple of years ago. The New York Knicks had gone to game 7 of a conference semifinal berth, but Jalen Brunson got hurt, Josh Hart got hurt, and, you know, it was time for them to move on. And if you remember,
Julius Randle was hurt back then as well. And so what do the New York Knicks go and they do? They move off of Julius Randle and a Dante DiVincenzo, who, by the way, we love and we miss dearly. And we bring in Karl Anthony Towns. And that's fine, because Karl Anthony Towns is an all-star. Karl Anthony Towns is arguably the best shooting big man in basketball. Not necessarily a post player, even though he's capable, but he's really, really a good shooter. He's not rough and rugged and devoid of being ambidextrous and a one-armed bandit like Julius Randle, even though Julius Randle was a rough rider, could get physical. The brother don't miss sessions in the weight room. He comes at it, and he comes at you. We understand that. And nothing was wrong with that. You take your chances, you roll the dice, you make those decisions. But here's what the New York Knicks did. They're in a position where Jalen Brunson, having a year of his career, coming over from the Dallas Mavericks, proving what he's worth, proving that Dallas was fools for not paying him and taking care of him and cementing him at $103 million, they bring him to New York. And when they bring him to New York and he shows what he's worth, okay, he's the face of the franchise now. And as he's the face of the franchise, what does the New York Knicks do? They say, we're going to go out and get his boy, because Jalen Brunson was in a position to sign a five-year, $270 million deal. And Jalen Brunson says, I'll sign the deal a year earlier, and I'll only take $156 million. That's what he did. And tacitly, we all know what that meant, ladies and gentlemen. What that meant, ladies and gentlemen, was simply this. Since I took $114 million less, you could go out there and get my boy, Mikal Bridges. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you right now, we shouldn't have a problem with that either. Mikal Bridges is an iron man. He can play. He's not a scrub. He's good for 17 to 20 a night. He's not going to miss too many games. Relatively healthy, elite defender, can come at you. He's trustworthy. He's reliable. No problem with that. Eventually, he's going to command a salary down the line that's going to give him at least $150 million. We got no problems with that either. Where the problem came in is that the New York Knicks gave up 5 first-round picks. 4 unprotected, swapping a pick in 2025, swapping another first-round pick in 2026. I consider it 6 first-round picks instead of 5, but that's neither here nor there. My point is, you don't do that for anybody unless it's his boy. If Jalen Brunson had no kind of relationship with Mikal Bridges, there is no way in hell that the New York Knicks go over to do business with Brooklyn and surrender that many damn picks in order to get Mikal Bridges in a New York Knicks uniform. There's no way in hell that they do that. They did it because of Jalen Brunson. That's who they did it for. Leadership is you being Jalen Brunson and going like this. I love my boy. I love my boy. I want him on this squad. I really, really do. But we can't give up that much for him, y'all. We got assets to get, to add to this team, because those other teams ain't going nowhere. Detroit's coming. Orlando's coming. Atlanta eventually might be coming. Boston is already here. Cleveland can't be summarily dismissed. Indiana knocked us out not just once, but twice. Yo, y'all, we can't do that. Or once at the time before they knocked them out again. We can't do that. That is where I hold Jalen Brunson accountable. Because if you, Jalen Brunson, let me tell you something right now. If I'm the leader of a team, and I'm the star of the team, and I'm the face of the franchise, we ain't giving up that much for a non-all-star. We're just not doing that. I'm not going to allow that to happen. But the New York Knicks did. And as a result, games like last night took place. Mikal Bridges, by the numbers, in game 3, 4 turnovers, 3 shot attempts, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 0 free throws, 0 points, 0 steals, 0 blocks. Damn, I can do that, and I'm almost 60. 0 in 4 different categories. Craig, look at me when I'm talking to you. This is not an exaggeration. 0 free throws, 0 points, 0 steals, 0 blocks. Mikal Bridges, no matter where you are. You have any idea how shameful those numbers are? You were benched in the second half because of what the hell you weren't doing in the first half. You, Jalen Brunson, how much dribbling you going to do?
You, Mike Brown, who, by the way, is on watch right now. What's up with Carl Anthony Towns? You going to learn to utilize him better or not? The man can take advantage of anybody against the Hawks. What you doing? What the hell are you doing? This is bad. Nephew Josh, get the hell off the phone. I don't even want to talk to you. I'm not talking to him yet. I listen to you on your damn podcast. Sit your ass down and listen. I'm not listening to anybody right now. This is an embarrassment. Jason Tatum was supposed to be gone. Torn Achilles, he'd come back 2 months earlier because they smell blood. And even at less than 100%, they know they better than these Knicks, who are softer, devoid of the grit and the grind that we've known them to have. Where's the fight? Where is it? Because I don't see it.
If I see Mike Brown with his hands in his pockets one more time, being calm, but see, this is where we miss the Tom Thibodeau. And I'm a brother that root for the brothers. I want a black coach to succeed. I ain't apologizing for nobody. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Sorry, that's how I feel. But I'll be damned if I don't miss Tom Thibodeau right now. I ain't gonna front. Because let me tell you something right now. That man, I watched them blow a game in game one against Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tom Thibodeau was far from perfect. But I knew one thing you were gonna see. You were gonna see fight. You're going to see scratching the clawing. You want to go see the New York Knicks invent new ways to lose. You up 14 one game, you lose. You're down 14 another, you came back, you still lose. You just invent ways to lose. Invent ways to lose. What the hell is going on? I mean, this is really pissing me off. Because this was our opportunity. The New York Knicks have not won a title since 1973. They have not been to a final since 1999 in the lockout shortened season when they went to the finals against Tim Duncan and David Robinson, and we knew they were going to lose. And if we're being totally honest, if they went to the finals this year and it was against Oklahoma City, we probably know they're going to lose again. But at least we had hope they could get there. With Boston hobbled, with Indiana hobbled, with Milwaukee hobbled, at least we thought we had a chance. Now we're seeing cats on the come up, giving them a run for their money. In six matchups against the Hawks this year, the New York Knicks, four of those games have been one possession games. Carl Anthony Towns, he ain't thriving in this offense. Mikal Bridges, he damn sure ain't thriving, period. Josh Hart, where you at? Where you at, bro? 2 points in 40 minutes? 2 points in 40 minutes. You got the nerve to talk about me. Josh Hart ain't done a damn thing since he talked smack about me. Maybe you should be quiet. Maybe you should be quiet and just play. 2 points in 40 minutes. Him and Mikal Bridges combining for 1 for 12 shooting for the game. That's what we getting. That's what we getting. New York Knicks in trouble, y'all. They have got to win game four. This team ain't equipped to come back from a 3-1 deficit. I'm going to say it again. This team ain't equipped to come back from a 3-1 deficit. If we had half of those assets we traded away from Mikal Bridges, Giannis Antetokounmpo would have been in the New York Knicks uniform this past summer. And I'm here to tell you right now, with his calf injuries, with him being hobbled, with him not being 100%. I am here to tell you, America, and the basketball world, we should do everything we can to get our hands on Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't give a damn who we give away. Because Becky Hammon, head coach for the Las Vegas Aces, that showed up on NBA Today weeks ago, was absolutely right when she said, a few days ago, when she said, as great as Jalen Brunson is, you can't win a championship with your star being 6 feet tall. As gifted and as great as he is, and he is great, can't do it. You need somebody bigger. You need a more formidable force. You need somebody that can get their shot off in the last second instead of getting trapped on the right baseline and throwing the ball away to a Josh Hart. That's what the hell you need. You need somebody that plays above the rim. You need a Skywalker. You need somebody that's yamming it on somebody's mug in the open court. You need Giannis. That's what the hell you need. And the New York Knicks don't even have the assets. The only way they'll have a chance of getting Giannis Antetokounmpo is if he walks into the office of the Milwaukee Bucks and he says, I want to be a New York Knick. Because guess what? Miami has better assets to offer than the New York Knicks. Oklahoma City has better assets to offer than the New York Knicks, along with a bevy of other teams, including San Antonio. I mean, this is bad. This is bad. The New York Knicks appear to be a franchise that may have blown their opportunity. And once again, Leon Rose was nowhere to be found, hiding away from the cameras, hiding away from the microphone, eating burgers and cheesesteaks and hot dogs and stuff like that, but ain't making this team any damn better. The coach is gone. The coach that was in their ass like back pockets, all over them, making sure that they were held accountable. And we caved into that because the players were like, man, we need a break. We need something different. We need this. Where is it getting us? What is it getting us? New York Knicks better win game four. They better win game four. Otherwise, they going home in the first round. And if they going home in the first round, the coach deserves to be gone. Players deserve to be gone. I don't give a damn if Leon Rose is gone. And I'm not advocating for anybody to be fired. I'm just saying what they'll deserve if they lose in the first round because of this mess. Unless it is believed that all of this mess happened because that damn James Dolan, Guitar Jimmy, are calling to Bob Raceman, the media columnist for the New York Daily News. Unless that man directly interfered and forced Leon Rose to get rid of Tom Thibodeau, and it wasn't the players, and it wasn't Leon Rose. You understand? Then there should be a petition asking for new ownership for the New York Knicks. I know it won't work, but we need to stop seeing James Dolan comfortable courtside like he did something right. If he had something to do with the change that took place, they lose this damn series. Everything changes. Everything. Because it is my contention that if the New York Knicks don't make it to the finals this year and they don't get Giannis Antetokounmpo this offseason, it might be another quarter century before the New York Knicks are back in the NBA Finals, let alone a position to win something. I don't know about y'all, but I'm very upset. I'm pretty pissed off about this. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. I'm warning y'all today. You better call up here, and you better make your points quick and concise. Don't piss around. Don't call up here pretending to talk about one thing and try to get in a bunch of other questions. I'm not in the mood. I will hang up on your asses. I'm telling you right now, I'm in no mood. I'm not playing. I don't care whether it's football in the draft. I don't care whether it's basketball. Make your points quick and succinct. And don't mess around with me or you will hear a dial tone quicker than you can say your own damn names. I am not in the mood. And if you just sit your ass down and listen, because I watched you on YouTube last night talking about the Knicks, and I wasn't satisfied with your energy. Too damn cool for school. Always walking around stealing my damn shades, putting them on like you got something to be cool about. Only thing cool about you right now is your wardrobe. I don't like the energy. So sit down and listen to your uncle. I'm not in the mood. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is 888-623-3646. You're listening live to Stephen A. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. These damn Knicks make me sick. Go to break!